WSFZ 793. All right, good enough, man. Excellent. I'm learning as I'm going here. Like I, you know, tried to say, for years, I've been experienced with HF and shortwave and stuff. I'm a shortwave radio junkie here. I got a collection that probably blow your mind and stuff. I got communications receivers and stuff. I was always into that, man, since the 70s. Got started in CB in the 70s, and it went from there, you know, how it works. And this, but this stuff up here is new to me, and, so you can still run 50 ohm coax. I should have figured that when I heard you say RG58 there. But, all right, I'm going to sit back and monitor, let you gentlemen go ahead and Frank and everybody, if he's got any questions or whatever. I don't know who I turn it to, but I guess I'll turn it over to Frank if it's that. But anyway, great information. Appreciate it. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
Station 793. This is WIUG 488.
Yes, sir. Got a good copy on you there, Roger.
Roger. I'll tell you one thing. The 58 is not going to do it. It'll do it. I'm not saying it's not going to do it. But find you LMR. LMR 400 or 240. Those are the best coax. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I'm familiar. I'm vaguely familiar with LMR, but I'm gonna look it up. And LMR. All right, you got that. Thanks.
My name is Jack. Bob knows me. Sean knows me. Anyhow. If you need any more help, I will help you out as much as I can, as much as I know, with no problem at all. My name is Jack, and WIUG 48. Copy?
Yes, I do copy, Jack. My first name is Dave. My friend out there that I talked to, his first name is Frank. I'm in Warren over here, and he's over in Sterling Heights, and like I said, you know, we're kind of newbies here, but we're trying to do it right, you know. But, yeah, appreciate it. I appreciate the offer, too, there, Roger.
Hey, no problem. Anytime, just let me know. I have a base station. I don't know if you ever heard me on a base station with the LMR 240. You know, the LMR is the best... That's the best coax if you're looking for the best, which is, you know, that's what I like to use. That's what I'm using on the station. But on this mobile, I'm using, you know, whatever came in. I have a common 2x4 antenna. That does a good job, too.
Yeah, Roger that. Excuse me. Yeah, before we even got these handhelds and stuff, I had the frequencies and stuff programmed in my scanner. I've listened to you for quite a while before I got the handhelds there. You always sound good, sound clean, and you know your audio's great and everything. And yeah, I've listened to you for quite a while before today there, Roger.
Roger that. On the base station I got, it's a Harvest, that's called Harvest PC200. That's my antenna. It's a fiberglass antenna, and it's only 10 feet high from the ground. That's number one. Then that coax I was telling you, the 240 LMR. If any, before LMR, any names, that's not that good, great, but the LMR by itself is, say, right on the coax cable, LMR 240, that's what I use. Because I couldn't, I have the 400, I couldn't use it, but it's not flexible. But maybe if you go on a PX engineer, they might do it for you if you like the 400. But they're a little bit expensive. I'm not saying it's cheap. Roger.
WSFZ 793. Yeah, Roger, you say it, you're running the LMR 240 coax?
The 240 coax, I talk to New York, I talk to Ohio almost every day, and about a month ago I was talking to the guy north of Cadillac, about 30 miles north of Cadillac. And I'm on that base station, like I said, Harvest PC-200. It's a quiet antenna. But I don't know if the Amazon is only $95, that antenna. And the coax is a little bit expensive, like I said, but it's a good quality. Roger.
Yeah, Roger. I wrote all that down. I'm going to look it all up here in a minute and see what's what. Like I said, you know, I'm a newbie, me and Frank, and you know, I probably got a million questions I want to ask and stuff, you know, but I, you know, I'm gonna spread them out, spread them in, you know, future conversations and stuff. Cause, you know, like I said to Sean and everybody, I'm familiar with HF and shortwave and stuff. I was into the shortwave hobby, and I used to repair CBs and stuff, and, well, other electronics, too, but CBs is what got me into electronic repairs and everything. But I never had to deal with up here VHF, UHF, and so it's all kind of new to me. But, all right, very good, then. I don't know if Frank wants to chime in there or somebody else. I'm going to sit back for a minute there. WSFZ. 793, and I'm monitoring.
Hi there, 793. And if you got a handheld, you might consider Nagoya 771G. Consider that is a good antenna for the handheld. If you got Ocean, that's a good antenna. And the Bullfink, I have about 6 or 7 of them. They all had 771G Nagoya. They're $20 from Amazon. And that's all I can tell you. But if you have a 1,000 question, I'll make it 1,001. I don't mind answering questions if I know it. You take care. Have a good day. WIUG 488.
Affiliate link below.
Literally just going to say that. WIL 464, checking in.
WRFX 966, I just had to chime in with that.
WRFX
969,
checking in, too.
That's IOG. We do appreciate it. And I know one thing that I've been hearing from a lot of people is that the coax is more important than the antenna in a lot of regards. We do appreciate the information. I wrote all that down. Thank you.
No problem. Anytime. Take care. WIUG 488.
Was that a bat? It is. I saw the bars flying on the radio, but I was on a conference call. I couldn't get it off, and then I went and got some diesel. I'm halfway between Flint and Birch Run on 75. So just checking in and saying howdy, howdy to all the guys. I haven't talked to you in a while, so hey.
Well, I'm going to jump back out of here real quick, but I just wanted to say hi, and I am here to take the lumps. I am here for you, so... Kick away. Oh, geez. What a brutal weekend. Congratulations, you guys.
Yeah, it was interesting to say the least. So, everything happens for a reason, and I'm sure you guys will come out on top. You'll go win a natty and make it all better. But, wanted to chime in and say hi to everybody. And just for everybody else who doesn't know, if you are anything you want to know, so for me, GMRS was the gateway drug to ham. So it sounds like that seems to be the case for most people that I've talked to that are on here. So in a weird way, Sean, WRUU850, has been my Elmer of sorts, and the dude has got more knowledge than anybody. So you've come to the right place for questions. That's all I got to say.
But I will say one thing. If you're not interested in going that route, that's fine, too. So, all right, I'm almost good hearing you, Ben. I hadn't heard you in a while. I just wanted to get that in there. Ever since we took our beat down from your guys, I figured I had to catch you out here and take my lumps. It's all fun. Anyhow, with that, Dave, I just want to say I'll be on here later tonight, you know, after I've settled in and all that stuff, and maybe we can swap horror stories about shortwave radios. I've got a small collection myself, and I do enjoy it as well. So that's always good fun. All right, I'm going to get out of here because I am in sight of my destination, and I got things I got to get accomplished here. WRUU850. I'm going to send it over to Frank and apologize to Frank because I called him Brian. I called him three things, and I want to remedy that by saying over to you. Frank, take it away.
Yeah, what's the camp? Foxtrot 902. Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Like I say, all this information is great for us. Like I say, we're old-time CBers from the 70s, and, you know, we got hooked on these handheld portable, your Boofangs or whatever they call these things, and, you know, we had to go through the whole thing of getting our licenses, and the next step was going to be the 2-meter, and then, you know, like you said, gateway to ham. So we'll see how far we go. Again, we'll figure it out as we go along. Thank you guys for all the information.